We begin the current daf Masechta Shabbos, daf Kuf Lamed Beis. We begin 6 lines up from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous 2 daf. And that is, we mentioned in our Mishnah, the beginning of Rabbi Elazar de Mila, that there's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham, if one is allowed to do Hechsherei Mila, even the preparatory acts of Mila on Shabbos. And that is, let's say, to make a fire, to break branches, whatever it is to take to forge a knife, to be able to use that to do the Bris Mila. Rabbi Elazar says you're allowed to do even the Hechsherei Mila on Shabbos. The Chacham argue. However, this is where our Gemara begins. Ad kan li pligi Rabban Alel, all we had now that we had mentioned that Rabban argued on Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah was ila b'machshir mila, that was only regarding the preparatory acts of the bris mila. Avo mila gufa dira kol deichet Shabbos, but what was taken for granted was that everybody agrees that the actual bris mila, the circumcision, although a malocha d'oraisa is going to be happening when doing the bris mila, that everyone agrees that that is deichet Shabbos and you can do that. Menolam, from where do we have, what's the Torah source that says that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to do a circumcision on Shabbos? So Amar Ula, the first pshat given in the Gemara is halacha, it's halacha l'moishe m'sinai. B'chinam Rabbi Yitzchok halacha, it's halacha l'moishe m'sinai, it's tradition that we have that was given by Moshe on Har Sinai, and that's it, there's no source in the Torah, it's not something that was written in the pasuk. Another Gemara has Meisvei, we have a brayse that says, minayin l'bekuach nefesh, shadeiches haShabbos, how do we know that we're mechal Shabbos, we desecrate the Shabbos to save a person's life? Just like we find by bris mila, circumcision, which is only one of the person's limbs, now to perfect that limb, we are deiches Shabbos. So definitely we would tell us that to save all the limbs of a person, which are to save his entire life, definitely would be mechal Shabbos to perfect all his limbs. Now this is the Gemara's question. Now, if you're going to think that the explanation of why Mila is Deicha Shabbos is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, and that's why it's Deicha, then Kal V'Chaymim Halacha Mi Asi, can we learn a Kal V'Chaymim, which is to say that not only do we say Mila is Deicha Shabbos, but for sure when it's all the limbs of the person, which is a Kal V'Chaymim, can we learn that from a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, Mi Asi? As the Gemara says, V'tani, we're learning a Braisa Masech Des Nazar, that seems to indicate that when you have a Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai, you cannot learn a Kal V'Chaymim from that Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. And that is that Gemara brings over there that Rabbi Elazar was being down a Kal V'Chaymim. And he says, from where do you know that a revius, a certain amount of measurement of blood of a dead person from a corpse, that if a Nazar would come in contact with that blood, that he would have to be Megalech, he would have to cut off all his hair and start over the process of his Nazirus because it becomes Tamim. So Rabbi Kiva says it's a Kal V'Chaymim. Just like we find that a bone, the size of a barley corn, it's not metame in the oil, it's not conveyed when it's under the same tent as something else. And yet, in spite of that, a Nazir will be Megalech, he'll have to start over if he touches or if he carries the barley corn size of a bone. So therefore, a Revius Dam, that is metame in oil, it does convey, if it's under an oil with something else, it conveys the tuma, as it says in the pasuk, val kol nefesh meis lo yavai, and that the minimum of a person's life is a revius, that it does convey tuma even in oil, so it definitely says it's a kal v'chaymer that a nazir would be megaleach on the revius of dam, and that's the kal v'chaymer from the etzim kesari, from a bone the size of a barley corn. And that is what our Gemara begins, and that it says in that brayse, that omar le Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar said to him, Akiva, Etzim kisayim mitame kalocha. The source for a bone the size of a barley corn that it conveys tumah is learned out from halacha moichem esinai, and that is that a nazar will be megaleach. That's where it's learned out from. V'revius dam kavochemer. And now you're trying to say, to learn out that the revius of dam would also require a nazar to be megaleach. That you're trying to learn from a kavochemer. That if a barley corn, definitely something which is not as strong of a tumah as the revius dam, and still a nazar is megaleach, so definitely he's megaleach on the revius dam. However, Rabbi Elazar tells Rabbi Kiva, "Vein dana kavochemer halacha." We cannot make such a halachic statement to learn about kavochemer from a halacha meishem b'sinai, but that is because Torah Shabbat was not given to be learned up with what's called the yud gimel midos. A Kal V'Chaymer is one of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatur in the Dreshes Ben. There's many different types of things, Zeir Shava, many different types of formulations that Chazal have, a Messiah that we could interpret and extrapolate from the Torah, different things based on these different limudim. Now, Halacha Meshem Yisina is considered Torah Shabbat Pen, not Torah Shabbat Ksav. And there it doesn't apply the concept of Kal V'Chaymer. So therefore, since he said that Etzem Kisa'ira is a halachic concept of L'moshe Mesinai, so therefore he told Rabbi Kiva, you can't learn the Kal V'Chaymer from there to say that definitely would apply to Rabbi Yisdam, which is Mocham. And therefore, we're back to our question. So how could we say that the reason why you're going to say that pekuach nefesh is doicha because of mila, which is only one limb, definitely a person's whole body, that you'll be doicha Shabbos, but you're trying to tell me that the source that mila is doicha Shabbos is from Halacha Moshe Mesinai? If that would be the case, then it wouldn't make sense what Rabbi Elazar is saying, that you would learn up now a kavo chaymer to all the limbs of a person's body, because we can't learn the kavo chaymer from Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So therefore, again, that cannot be the source why that mila is deicha Shabbos, because if it were, then it wouldn't make sense to learn about kavo chaymer to a person's entire body of pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara says a different shot. Elam Rabbi Elazar, asya ois ois. We learn up that it says in one place the word ois, which means a sign. That is, by Shabbos it says ki oisi. Shabbos is a sign. And by mila it's written also, v'hoyla ois bris, there should be a sign of a covenant. Just like there the pasuk is talking about Shabbos, here also by mila it's a reference that's talking about Shabbos, and that is, the bris of the ice of mila will be done even on Shabbos, as we find that the ice over there was talking about on the day of Shabbos. Here also is talking about that you'll do it on the day of Shabbos, and that's why it's deicha Shabbos. But then the Gemara asks, if the elamayat, if that's the case that you're learning up because it says the word ice by the parish of Shabbos that's written by Har Sinai to tell you this drasha that wherever it says ice is telling you it's done even on Shabbos. So tefillin dechsiv behen ice, so tefillin that also has the word ice written over there. As the pasuk says, that tefillin is called a oisa sign. It's a litchi Shabbos. Tefillin should also be deicha Shabbos, and we know it's not. So then the Gemara says, ela asya bris bris. Rather, we learn it up that it says the word covenant by both Shabbos and by mila, and that is the word ois ois that's said over there is not coming to teach us this, because a person can't learn his own gzeirah shava. It has to be from a messiah, and you're right, the messiah was not on the word ois. Rather, it's learned on the word bris, that it says by Har Sinai, by Shabbos, it says it's called a bris. It says, l'dayroisam bris, oilam, for the generations, it's an eternal bris. And by bris mila, it also uses the term bris, that it's a covenant bris, b'ni v'nechem. And therefore, that's where we learn up that just like there was Shabbos, here also it's Shabbos. Another Gemara says, fine, so that's a source for telling you that mila is deicha Shabbos. However, the Gemara asks, gadol, regarding an adult from 13 years and up, where that's a mila that shalei bizman, it's not in the proper timing, because generally the bris mila is supposed to be done by yom hashmina on the 8th day. So by an adult, tichsiv bei, that it says by him bris, and that is the pasuk over there that says, v'oril zachar ashalayimol b'goymer esperisi hefer, that he has annulled my bris, my covenant, that's a pasuk in Bereishis Yud Zayin. That pasuk is told by a gadol, by an adult. And how do we know that it's talking about an adult? Because from the fact that the pasuk makes him liable for karis, if his father didn't circumcise him, he has to circumcise himself when he becomes an adult. And a person only gets karis when he becomes liable, when he becomes an adult. So therefore, since we have a pasuk that refers to a gadol, as we see that it's making him liable for karis, and yet it still says the terminology of bris over there, so litchi Shabbos, it should also be deicha Shabbos. And yet we say later on the Gemara that even Yom Tiv, a bris mila shaloi bizman, is not deicha. It's only deicha if it's on the 8th day, by Yom Hashmini. If it's any time after, and definitely when it's much years later on age 13, it would be the same thing, that it's not deicha Shabbos. However, if your terminology that you're learning it out from is from the term bris, here by an adult where it also says the term bris, as we say, the pasuk is told by an adult, as we said, because he's being chayv karas, so then he should also be able to be deicha Shabbos, and yet we say later that he's not. It's only an 8-day-old baby that's deicha Shabbos. So if the Gemara comes and says, Eliasi deris deris. So rather, it's learned out from the terminology of generations. By Shabbos, it says, L'dayroisim bris oilam, for the generations, an eternal covenant. And by the bris mila of a child, it says, U'ven shmoinas yamim yimalachem kol zach l'dayroisim, where it only says that by an 8-day-old, not by an adult. It says the term of generations, it should be a remembrance for your generations. But then the Gemara says, it's still difficult. Because tzitzis dechsiv bei dairis l'tchir Shabbos. It says the term dairis by tzitzis also, and to do a mitzvah of tzitzis should also be deicha Shabbos, and when it's not true, we're not deicha Shabbos because of the mitzvah of tzitzis. So then the Gemara comes to the conclusion regarding this pshat, el amrav nacham by Yitzchak, don an ois bris v'dairis, me ois bris v'dairis, lafuki hanach dechad hu dechsiv behem. In other words, you're right. Every time we came up with one, with ois or bris, or dairis, you found some other one that has the same term, and you asked that mitzvah should also be deicha Shabbos, and it's not true. So you say, you're right. Here, what we're learning from the mila of an 8-day-old child, that it's deicha Shabbos, is because by Shabbos and mila, it says all three of them, which either one of the other ones that we mentioned, although it might have one of the terms, it's not going to have all three terms, and that's why the only one that's deicha, and the one that we're learning to, that is deicha Shabbos, is only the bris of an 8-day-old child, which has all these three terms, which are the same three terms said by Shabbos, and that's why it's deicha Shabbos. That's the first pshat in the Gemara that it says regarding where we have the source of that mila is deicha Shabbos. Second shot in the Gemara is Rabbi Yechonon Amar, a different source, he says, for how do we know that Midlas Deicha Shabbos? Is Amar Kratz in the Pasuk, Bayoim, on the day, which comes to teach Bayoim Afilu B'Shabbos, even on the day of Shabbos. And the fact is, because it could have said Bashmini Yimel, and it didn't have to say the extra word Bayoim Hashmini Yimel. So therefore, from that extra word Yoim, it's come to say no matter what day it is, even this day of Shabbos. And Rashi tells us that although Rabbi Elazar, he tells us that the extra word Bayoim comes to teach us that for the Machshirin, as we learned in the previous daf, that it comes to include the preparatory acts for Mila, that even that is Deicha Shabbos. And that is because he learns that Mila itself is learned up, as our previous Gemara had initially asserted, that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And although we had the question of Pikuach Nefesh, how is going to be learned up from a Kal V'Chomer from Mila, if Mila is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, you can't learn up a Kal V'Chomer from Halacha Moshe Mesinai. He doesn't learn Pikuach Nefesh from a Kal V'Chomer, from Bris Mila. Rather, he learns up from Sukkim, as the Gemara in the last parak of Yuma has many different sources to learn up. V'Chai Behem, there's different sources, different Sukkim to learn up. Where do you know that Pikuach Nefesh, saving a person's life, is Deicha Shabbos, and therefore he doesn't have the challenge that the Gemara asked on it, and therefore he can actually learn that Mila is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, that is Deicha Shabbos, and therefore the extra word Bayoim Hashmini doesn't come to teach that Mila is Deicha Shabbos, but rather even the Machshirei Mila, even the preparatory acts for Mila is Deicha Shabbos, and that Pikuach Nefesh, how do you learn that? You can't learn from Halacha Moshe Mesinai, rather it's learned from other sources, as the last parak in Yuma learns. So the Gemara says that Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechonon, that Rabbi Yechonon had said that the source for Mila being Deicha Shabbos is from the extra word Bayoim, El Miyato, based on what you're saying, that the word Bayoim comes to say no matter what day it is. So Mechusu Kapara, Dechsiv Behu Bayoim, regarding those who are lacking atonement, and that is any Tamei, any person that becomes richly impure, that needs to have a carbon, for example, a Zav or a Zava or Yeledis, a woman that gave birth, or Mitzayra, by all of them it says, Ubayoim Hashmina, and on the eighth day, meaning they mitar themselves on the night of the seventh, and then they can go ahead and immerse themselves, but they still have to wait the following day to bring their carbon, and that is, they're called Mechusir Kapar, they're still lacking some of atonement until they bring their carbon. It says on the eighth day, so Hachinami Didachi Shabbos, their karbanah should also be Deicha Shabbos, because it says, Bayoim Hashmini, that word you're saying Bayoim means on any day. Now the Gemara says no. Hahu by Mechusir Kapar mi Bayilei, Bayoim Vole Belaila. The word Bayoim there can't teach us that Bayoim means on any day, even the day of Shabbos, because the word there Bayoim is coming to teach you that it's by day and not by night. And that the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, we're saying that the word Bayoim is not open to teach you that it's Deicha Shabbos. Rather, because it's necessary to teach you that it's Bayoim Vole Belaila, Sahainami mi Bayilei, Bayoim Vole Belaila. So therefore, by Mila also, we should say that Bayoim is not extra to tell you that it's Deicha even Shabbos. Rather, it's necessary to tell you that it's also Mila can be done only by day, not by night. And that the Gemara says, you're right, that's the halacha by Mila, it has to be done by day, not by night. But ahu mi bench minus yam nafke, that we learn out from a different pasuk, which says that on a bench minus yamim, that is that we have two sources, one to teach you, A, that it's on the eighth day that it's, it should be done and not at night. And then the other, by yam, comes to teach you that by yam on any day, even the day of Shabbos. And that the Gemara asks, but hainami by mechusik gepar, we also have a different pasuk, and therefore we also have two. We have mi bayim tzavoyse nafke, from the day that is commanded. It says, bayim tzavoyse b'nei Yisrael, ha-hakavis karbineim, on the day that he commanded the b'nei Yisrael to bring their karbanos, the pasuk of Vayikra Zayin. So therefore that comes to teach you, bayim b'lai b'layla, not by, and day, by day and not by night. And therefore again, there you also have the extra bayim to teach you that even on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no. Although there we have two sources, we still both are teaching you by day and not by night, and it would not be extra to teach you that it's Deicha Shabbos, as the Gemara says that. Afgav de nafka mi b'yim tzavoysay, l'chayre, from there also you already learn that it's by day and not by night. Still, Itzchai needed the other pasuk of b'yim to teach you that it's day and not by night. Because Solgad, I would have thought, hayav v'chas rachmana leo lasu yibedalas, since there are leniencies by these mechusik kapara, that they could bring cheaper karbanas if they don't have enough money, they could bring you something that is cost less. So therefore we see that we were lenient. Balaila namile. So that's what I would have thought, that although there's a pasuk that says, Bayim tzavoyse, I would think that still we're lenient and you could bring the karban not only by day but even by night. Kamashmul, and that's why we need a second pasuk to teach you that it could only be brought by day and not by night. And that the Gemara asked on what we just said. Maskevla Ravina. El Me'ata, if that's the case, that you said because it's fit to bring cheaper karbanas, bedalas, so therefore we would be machshir other psulim, and therefore we thought that the same thing would apply, that we could bring it even by nighttime, and that's why we need a special pasuk to come to exclude from nighttime. But if that's the case, yihizar kosher behen, let a non-kohen be kosher to do the avodah by their kabbanas. And that is because there you don't have a mita, a special exclusion. Vihei oinin kosher behen, let a person that's an oinin, that's a type of a kohen that his person, his relative that didn't, that was, that died, wasn't buried yet, who's puzzled to the avodah, let these types of people be kosher to do the avodah. Because you see, you're lenient. Just like you thought that although every carbon is only kosher by day and not by night, still you're telling me we had a havamina that would have been kosher by night, and that's why we need a special pasuk to exclude it from. So therefore say, let a zar do it, a non-kohen, let an oinin, let all those who are not kosher to do it, because you're saying that we made major leniencies, and then we don't have a special pasuk to tell you that they're not kosher. And then the Gemara says, no. Hadre Krab, the pasuk went back and then said that this is not different than any other carbon, because that we have the pasuk ultimately that says that it is possible to do the avodah at nighttime, as it says ubayayim, as we said. And since they're regarding nighttime, we say that this carbon of the mechusar kapar have the their din of their kabanas are like all other kabanas. Therefore, we say the same thing for a non kayin or an einan. It also has the same halacha as all other kabbanas, and therefore it's not difficult. Although we said that it would have been different because it's cheaper, that's why we needed a pasuk, an extra pasuk to say that it's by day and not by night. But once we have that pasuk and saying that it's the same as other kabbanas, that it's only being brought by day, we say the same thing applies to all the other aspects of it, that it's also only brought by day, and that it's only with a kayin and a person that's not an einan. That was the second source of the Gemara. So far we have two, possibly three sources for the halacha of Mila being Deicha Shabbos, either halacha Moshe Mesinai, or from the fact that it says these three terminologies that it says by Shabbos and by Mila, or the third one is that it says Bayim, it says on the day, and that extra Bayim comes to even on Shabbos. Now the Gemara comes to bring a third or possibly a fourth source for this that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Rav Acha ben Yaakov Amar, Amakrat says in the Pasuk Shmini, the eighth day, as it says in the pasuk of Yikra Yud Beis, Ubayoyim Shmini, on the eighth day, Yimul Basar Allah, say he will circumcise the flesh of his Arla. So Shmini, when it says the eighth, that sounds like whichever one is the eighth, even on Shabbos. And the word Ubayoyim comes to exclude nighttime, as we said before. And therefore the Gemara says, Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, that is Rav Acha ben Yaakov's lima to teach you that although we needed Ubayoyim to tell you, even though it has a different pasuk Ubayoyim to teach you that it's by day and not by night. So where do we know it from? We know it from the fact that it says Shmini on the eighth day, whatever the eighth day is, even though it's Shabbos. And that the Gemara asks, Hai Shmini miboyle lemutei shvi. You can't tell me that the word Shmini is coming to say, oh, no matter which eighth day, even if it's the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, we need it to tell you a different halacha. Maybe it wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos. But we have to tell you eight to say that, but not the seventh. Because it has to be an eight-day-old child, not a seven-day-old child. Nothing more says no. Don't tell me that it says eight to say not seven, because shvi mi ben shivis yomim nafka. The fact that it has to be on the eighth day and not on the seventh, we know from a pasuk that says uven shmoinas yomim yim aluchem kol zachar, and that's a pasuk in Mereshis Yud Zayin. So therefore, I wouldn't need this other pasuk to tell you that it's eight, not seven, because I have a different pasuk telling you eight, not seven. But another Gemara says no, it still wouldn't tell me Shabbos because vakatmi boyle. I still need both pesukim. One would come to exclude that yes, eight, but not seven. And one would say eight and not nine. And that is the imechad, because if I only had one source that says eight, and that's coming to exclude havamin shvi hu delemote zimne, I would say that's excluding day seven from Mila. But from eighth day and on is considered in the time period of Shmini of the eighth day. And therefore, that would be included the time when you're allowed to do the Bris Mila, not necessarily on the eighth day. That's why the Gemara says, I don't really have any extra word of Shmini to say that it's even on eighth day, no matter which eighth day, even on Shabbos, because again, there's two eights to say eight not seven and eight not nine. Not before and not after, because I would have thought maybe only not seven, because it never reached the time yet. But once it reaches eight, the same thing would be eight, nine, ten. They're all included in the time period of Mila. That's why I needed Shmini to say Dafka the eighth day. So the Gemara says, you're right. El Machvar Tekad Rabbi Yochanan. Obviously, it's clear that this teretz of the third teretz or fourth teretz of the Gemara from Rabbi Acha Yaakov is not correct, because it's not an extra word Shmini to tell you even on Shabbos, because that's to teach me either not seven or nine. And therefore, it's like Rabbi Yochanan that we learn that from the extra word of Bayoim that comes to say that Bayoim, no matter what the day is, even is the day of Shabbos. As the Gemara says, Tanika Basid Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brisa that teaches us like Rabbi Yochanan that we learn that from Bayoim, Udaloiker Bachabi Yaakov, not like this last teretz in the Gemara that learned it from Shmini. As the Gemara brings the brisa that says, Shmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbos. The brisa says that it says that the circumcision takes place on the eighth day, even on Shabbos. Umani mekayim, and then what do I? How do I fulfill the pasuk that says mechalalel mois yumas, that those who desecrate it will surely die? And that is the pasuk in Shemos Laman Alf that says ushmartem es haShabbos, you should keep the Shabbos, ki kodesh lechem, because it's holy to you. Mechalalel mois yumas, whoever desecrates the Shabbos will surely die. Now, how can you do bris milah on Shabbos if that's a chil Shabbos, doing one lamates melachis? On that, the Braisa says, that's Bishar Melachis, Chutz Mamila. That would be including all other Melachis besides Mamila. That Mamila is the exception, as it says, Shmini Yimel. But then the Tana says, no, Ayena, or maybe not. Elafila Mila, maybe this pasuk that says, Bechala Moisumis, whoever desecrates Shabbos will surely die, includes even doing a Bris Mila on Shabbos. Oh, Mani Mekayim Shmini Yimel. So how do I fulfill the pasuk that says that on the eighth day you do the Bris Mila? That's Chutz Mishabbos, that's beside Shabbos. But if the eighth day falls on a Shabbos, then you don't, because that would be included in doing a Chil of Shabbos. That the Tana says, Tamaloyim Bayoyim, that's why we need a pasuk to tell you Bayoyim, which is like Rabbi Yochanan gave us an interpretation, that Afilu B'Shabbos, that's where the extra word Bayoyim comes to teach you, no matter what the day is, even if it's the day of Shabbos, it's going to be Deicha Shabbos, the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Now the Gemara asks on the Tana, on the process of how he came to his conclusion. Amar Rav, Hai Tana, Meikara Maikanichale. Initially, what was it that made sense to him? That originally he says that, yes, eight is eight, even if eight falls out on Shabbos. And therefore the Tana was initially pleased to say that, although it says Mechaleh Mois Yumos, that's told by all the other Malachas. Now, from where did it make sense to him that from the words of Shmini Yimel that would mean even on Shabbos, and to interpret the Pesach Mechaleh Mois Yumos going on all the other Malachas. Now, and if initially it made sense to him for whatever source it was, then Ula B'Saif, then ultimately, when he ended up changing his mind and saying, or maybe not, maybe even Mila is included in Mechaleh Mois Yumos, that it's Tavka, and that is Mechaleh Mois Yumos would include all Malachas, even by the mitzvah of Mila, and then he would have to say that Shmini Yimel would mean other days, not the day of Shabbos. My Kukashale, what was it that bothered him about that he originally assumed, and that he said maybe not, that he changed his mind, that he needed a pasuk at the end to say that no, Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Hachikama. This was the process, the thought process of the Tana. The Tana said, Shmini Yimel, it says in the pasuk, on the eighth day you do the Bris Mila, I fill up a Shabbos, even on Shabbos. So how do I interpret the pasuk of whoever desecrates the Shabbos, which is what you're doing when you do this Bris Mila, will surely die? That's b'shar malachas chutz me'mila. That's by all the other malachas besides Mila. That's the exception of a Mila dachi, but Mila is Deicha Shabbos. And that the question is my time. What was the reason of the Tana initially that he assumed that Mila is different? That is what the Gemara explains. Rabbi is explaining that the Tana thought kavachaymahu. It's a kavachaymer that Mila will be Deicha Shabbos. And that is to learn out from there that Mechaleh Mois Yumos is talking about other malachas, and that's why he initially assumed that Shmini meant in all circumstances, even a day of Shabbos. What's the Kavu Chaymer? As the Gemara says, Umat Tziras Shadeichas Avoida, if we find by Tziras, which is a nega that a person has in his body, that is Deicha Avoida, it's stronger than Avoida. That is, the Torah gave a Hazara, it said, regarding Tziras, it says that you should not cut off the nega that you have. As we learned in the Braisa in Masechtas Makis, it says in the pasuk, "Hishamar benega tzaras." You should be careful regarding the nega of the tzaras, which is a azhara. It's a warning. Whoever cuts off his baheris, his nega, that's usher to do. That's what it says to be careful with it. And the Torah was so chomer with this azhara, with this lav, that it even pushes away the avoda. It would say that you, if the only thing in the way of doing the avoda in the base of Mikdash is the cutting off the nega, we say it doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to cut off the nega, and you will not do the avoid. As the Gemara Masechet Pesachim says, that although the halacha of tumas mes is gets pushed away, if let's say the kahanim are tameh from touching a dead person, when it comes to a carbon tzibur, you'll do the avoid in spite of that tumah. However, that does not apply by zaven and mitzayron, and that if they won't be able to do the carbon pesach, and we don't say for them to cut off their baharis and to eat the carbon pesach, or if let's say the kohen to do the avodah, he has a nega and he can't do it, we don't say that if the kohen of tomei from tzaras and the whole kahila is tar, we don't say to the kohanim, take off your nega and thereby becoming tar and then do the avodah. We say no, that tzaras is more chomer than avoida. This isra of cutting off the nega that's preventing the people from becoming tar or the kahanim from doing the avoida, we're not doing you today. The tzaras does not allow us. And we continue on Talmud Beis. So therefore, everyone tzaras is more chomer than avoida. Va'avoida deicha Shabbos. And avoida is more chomer than Shabbos because it's deicha Shabbos, as we find by the carbon tamid that was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, even on Shabbos, and the carbon musaf of Shabbos and the carbon tzibur, which has a designated time, are brought on Shabbos. So therefore, doesn't it make sense to say that Mila deicha Isa, that Mila would be deicha Tiras, As it says, there's a braisa later that says, Yimul besar arlasa. The Gemara learns that it says that he should circumcise the flesh of his arla by the bris milah. That is, even in a place where there's a baharis, even if there's a nega over there, you'll cut it off. So if milah is dechatzaras, so Shabbos shenidches bnei avodah. So if Shabbos that gets pushed away because of the avodah, you'll do the avodah in the base of Mikdash, even though it's one of the lamatzes malachas of Shabbos. So in the din shtei milah deicha isis, it doesn't make sense that b'shul milah is deicha Shabbos. Again, Shabbos seems lowest on the totem pole because Shabbos gets pushed away because of the avodah. You'll do the avodah even though it's a malach of Shabbos. Yet avodah gets pushed away because of tzaras. If you have a nega of tzaras, you're not going to do the avodah. And Mila is Deichet Tzeras. Mila seems to be the highest on the totem pole. Because although if there's a neg on the child's bris Mila, you'll cut it off if it's on the foreskin. And therefore, Mila seems to be the strongest over short Deichet Shabbos. So that was what he thought initially. That must mean when it says that Bishmini Yibol, that means even on Shabbos, because of course Mila is going to be Deichet Shabbos. Kavochem from Tzeras. So then the Gemara asks, Umay Oyeina de Kamas. And then what was he saying? Or maybe not. In other words, it sounds like he's not so clear about what he said, that maybe Mila is included in Mechaleh Moisumas. What was the difficulty that he retracted and said, maybe not? Isn't it a Kavu Chayma? And that Rav explains, Hada Amar, the Tana ultimately said to himself, Ubemaydi Tzeras Chamura. From where do I know that Tzeras is really higher up on the totem pole, that it's more Chamer than Shabbos, to say that if Tzeras is Deicha Shabbos, that it's stronger than it, then Mila that's Deicha Tzeras for sure is stronger than Shabbos. Maybe not. Dilma Shabbos Chamur, maybe Shabbos is really more Chamer than Tzeras. And the reason is, Shekein Yesh Ba'ein Shein V'Azharis Harbe, because we find Shabbos has so many warnings throughout the whole entire Torah, so many punishments, so great. Umimai Mishum Dechamir Tzerasi, from where do I know that from the fact that Tzeras is Chamer, that that's why it's Deicha Avoida, and to say that you see Tzeras is so much more Chamer, because if it's Deicha Avoida, then Avoida is Deicha Shabbos, definitely Tzeras is more Chamer than Shabbos. Maybe the reason why Tzeras is Deicha Avoida, it's not because it's higher on the totem pole that it's more Chamer than the Avoida. Maybe this that we say that you're not allowed to cut off the Nega is because the person is not fit, as the Gemara later is going to explain, because even if you're going to cut off his Nega, he's still going to be lacking Tefillah and sundown, and therefore he's not going to be able to do the Avoida today anyway. As a Tful Yom of Metzairah, that he immersed himself, but it wasn't sundown yet, and he didn't do his kapara, has the same halacha as a Metzairah. And therefore, there's no Kavo Chaimer. So therefore, Mechaleh Moisumas would include even by the Bris Mila, and therefore you have to say that Shmini Yimol would say that the eighth day would be on other days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but not on Shabbos. And that's why he's saying, wait a second, maybe it's not really a Kavo Chaimer. Maybe Tzeras is not really greater than Shabbos. Because although it seems like it's greater than Avoida, which is greater than Shabbos, it's not greater than Avoida. What do you mean? Well, you say you don't cut off the Nega to go ahead and do the Avoida. That's only because it's not going to help anyway. So we're not going to let you be over on the lav of cutting off the Nega, because even if you cut it off, you're not going to be tar today anyway. Even if you go ahead and immerse in the mikvah, you have to wait for sundown. Oh, mani mekayim shmini yimul. So then therefore, what am I going to do, says the Tana to himself, with the eighth day to do the bris milah? That would mean chutz mishabbos. That's what I have to say, because maybe not. Maybe it's not a kal v'chaymer. Maybe shmini yimul, I was too quick to think that it's going to be even on Shabbos, because I thought it's a kal v'chaymer. Maybe it's not really a kal v'chaymer. Because maybe the fact that although milah is deichet tzeras, and tzeras seems to be greater than the other ones, tzeras is not greater than the other ones. It's just, it's not going to help you anyway to do the avoida. And therefore we say, you know, I'll do the avoida and cut off the nega. That's why the Tana had to say, Tamaloyim Abayoyim, Afilah B'Shabbos. That's why ultimately he had to say that I can't learn out from a Kavu Chaimer, because I'm not so sure. And therefore we had to learn out from the extra Bayoyim to tell you that Bayoyim Hashmin, that on the eighth day, even if it falls out on Shabbos, you're going to be Doicha, the halachas of Shabbos. And that is, as we said, is support for Rabbi Yechanan, who learned out that the halacha of Mila being Doicha Shabbos, learned out from the word Bayoyim, the extra Bayoyim teaches you on any day, even the day of Shabbos. Now the Gemara goes to a source of halacha we mentioned just before, and it has a similar discussion as the braisa we just mentioned before. Tan Rabban. It says, Mila deiches es tzeras. The braisa says that Mila, as we mentioned in the Gemara before, will push away tzeras. It's stronger than tzeras. You'll do the bris Mila, even if there's tzeras there on the foreskin. And that applies beim bismana, beim shle bismana. Although generally the bris mitzvah of Mila is the strongest on the eighth day, that's the day that if it falls out on Shabbos, you're still going to do it then. However, even if it's on the time of the eighth day, or even not on its time, at a later point in time, if let's say, for example, if the child wasn't well and you did it at a later time, still it's going to be deicha, the isra of cutting off the tzeras. However, yomtiv, however, regarding the halach of yomtiv, ina deicha el bezman levad, then the mitzvah of Mila is not going to be deicha, the mitzvah of Mila. And that the Gemara has been on the Mila. From where do we know that a mila is deicha a tzaras, even if it's on the foreskin. The Tanna Rabbanan is learning the Braisa. It says in the pasuk Yimul Besar Alasei, he will circumcise the flesh of his foreskin. And that is, even if there's a baharis, there's a neg over there, still you're going to cut it off. It is in the, that you circumcise the flesh of the foreskin, in all circumstances, even if there's a nega. So how do I fulfill the pasuk? It says, to be careful with the neg of tzaras, which we, as we mentioned before, that's the lav of cutting off the neg of tzaras. That's b'sharmakam, that's in all other places of the body, besides the area of the foreskin where the circumcision takes place. There you're allowed to cut it off, even if it's going to take away a nega. Oyeno, then the Tanna says to himself, well, maybe not. Maybe this of being careful, but the nega tzaras of cutting it off would be even regarding circumcision, that you're not allowed to do it if there's a nega there. So how do I fulfill the pasuk of that he will circumcise the flesh of his foreskin? That's bisman sheima beharis. That's when there is no beharis. Tamaloyma baster. That's why the Tanna of the Braisa has to say, it says the word baster, which is a ribui, to give a drasha to say that in the flesh, in all circumstances, even if there's a neg over there. Va'afa pishesham beharis, even if there's a neg over there. And that the Gemara asks, in the name of Rava, a similar type of discussion as we had on the previous Braisa. Amar Rava. Hai Tanna me'ikara ma'inichle. Initially, why did it seem pleasant to him that it was made sense to say that the nega would be pushed away because of the bismila? And then why did he change his mind and say, maybe it's not going to be deichid, and then therefore he had to have a pasuk at the end to be a ribui. So he says, hochikam, this was the process of the Tanna. It says in the pasuk, Yimul Besar Lasa, he will circumcise the flesh of his foreskin, even if there's a negative. How to fulfill the pasuk of you should be careful with the negatras? That's b'sharmakam is chutz mila. That's in all other places of the body besides on the area of the foreskin. Av a mila deiches atzras, but the mila would be deiches. My time. Why did he assume this? That's as we said before. The asam kavachim. If it's a kavachimer, that the circumcision will be deicha the isra of cutting of a negatras, and that is umash shabbos chamura. If we find shabbos which is such a chamer the mitzvah, so stringent. Mila deicha, so still circumcision is deicha the mitzvah of Shabbos, as we mentioned before, a few different sources that mila is deicha Shabbos. So tzaras lekalshkin, if it's deicha Shabbos, for sure it's not going to be deicha just a lav of cutting off the makam, the place of where the nega is. So then the Gemara asks, so then umay oyena dekama. So what was his hesitancy that he says, oh maybe not? What was this? It seems like a full fledged kavachayim. Hadikama, the Tanna then said to himself, Mimai the Shabbos Chamir. Who says that Shabbos is more chamer than tzaras? Demo tzaras chamir. Maybe really tzaras is more chamer. And the reason is because shekin deiches avoidim. I'll prove to you that it seems like that maybe tzaras is more chamer than Shabbos, because we find that the isra of cutting off the tzaras is deiches avoidim, as we mentioned before, that you will not do that avoidim if you have a nega, and that's the only thing in your way of doing that avoidim. And yet avoidim deiches a Shabbos, and avoidim doing the avoidim based on mikdash is stronger than doing Shabbos. So therefore, you don't have a kavu chayma, because this, that the mitzvah of mila is deicha Shabbos, well, Shabbos could be is lower on the totem pole than tzaras, because Shabbos is lower than avoda, because avoda supersedes Shabbos, and tzaras supersedes avoda. So maybe tzaras, which is higher up, maybe that you can't be deicha, maybe only Shabbos, and therefore there is no kavachim. And tamalayim besar, that's why I have to have the extra word besar to tell you va'afa pish yeshem beharis, to teach you that even if there's a neg over there, you're going to do the circumcision in the place of the mila, even if there's a nega tzaras. The Gemara in Lishnachrin, a different version in explaining of this brisa, is that we said mila deiches tzaras. That mila again will be deicha the tzaras, and that the question was my time. Why is it that mila will be deicha tzaras? So this version says the asi asei v'dochi lois asei, because the mitzvah asei of doing the bris mila will push away the lois asei, the negative prohibition of hisham melacha, which says to be careful not to cut off the negative tzaras. And that's as we learned in the first parak of Masechta Zivamis, as the famous klal is asei deicha lois asei. One positive mitzvah commandment pushes away and supersedes one negative prohibition. So then, umay oyeinu dekama. So what was the Tanna's hesitancy, and ultimately that made him have a pasuk? Why isn't that a good svara that it's a say doicha leisa say to be that the asay of mila is doicha leisa say of cutting off the nega? Because how the kama the Tanna said ema damrin and doas asay v'doches leisa say. When do you say this general rule of that a mitzvah asay is doicha leisa say? That's leisa say greater. That's when is only a negative prohibition. Hayase veloisasehu. Here, the prohibition of cutting off the neged saras is a mitzvah aseh and a mitzvah leisaseh. Because Hishamayr, as we said before, tells you a leisaseh, negative prohibition not to do it. And then there's another pasuk in the Varm Chav Dalet that says, v'la'aseh k'chol ha'shayor, you should listen to the kohen, to all that it teaches you regarding the halachas of the nega, that's a mitzvah aseh to listen and not to cut it off. So therefore, you don't have aseh d'ch leisaseh, it would be aseh trying to push away an aseh and a leisaseh that it doesn't do. So therefore, that's why he says that it's not a kavuchaymer, and I would not be able to learn it out from the general rule of a seder chalaisase. And therefore, manu mekayim yimul b'sar lo says, how will I fulfill the pasuk of that you should do the circumcision in the place of the foreskin, which sounds like in all circumstances, that's bisman she'in ba'beheres, that's when there is no nega over there. Tamalayma b'sar, that's where I have to teach her from the pasuk, to teach her that afa p'yishyishan b'heres, even if there is a Beharis over there, that's an extra rebuy to tell you that you'll do the bris milah in all circumstances, even if there's a neged saras of it. Now the Gemara says, a question on this limud, on this brisa. Tenach gadol, it's well understood regarding an adult, someone that's what's called a bar oinshin, that he gets punishments for doing wrong things, that's from 13 and up. Dechsiv b'hu b'sar, that regarding such a person, it says in that person's psukim over there, b'sar, as it says, regarding the an uncircumcised male that will not do a circumcision of a besar or loss of the flesh of his foreskin. Now that pasuk is talking about an adult from the fact that that pasuk requires him, if he doesn't fulfill it, a chiyuv of karis. So there where it says the word besar, that's why I could learn up that it's deichet saras, because that's the extra ribuy that tells you that you'll do it in all circumstances, even if there's a nega. And similarly, cut namik sivbebasa, regarding a child that when it's done in the proper time of the eighth day, where it says in the pasuk by him the word besar, as it says, ubayoymash mina yimul besar or lasai, him also I have a source to say that you're going to, or it's going to be doichi even if there's a neged saras over there. So again, you have a source for an adult that's over 13 where he himself gets the karas, because that's where when it talks about the person getting karas, it says the word besar, and therefore by someone that's getting karas, again, that's over 13, he will be getting the punishment if he doesn't do the bris milah. And similarly, we have a pasuk by a cutting of a child that he, where it says the pasuk of bayemesh min on the eighth day, it also says besar, that extra rebbe will tell you even if there's a neged nemoka milah. However, the question is, beinin minol. Where do I know someone that's in between those two, which is called Chaloy Bezmana? He's older than 8 days old, so it's not Bayemish Mini, but yet he's not a Bar Inch, and he's not a Gadol yet. And in such a circumstance, the reason why he wouldn't get Karas is his father's Mechuyiv to do it, as the Pasuk learns out from Himalochem Kol Zachar, as the Gemara in Kedushin Nef Chav Tes learns that it's the father's responsibility. So for such a child that's between 8 days old and an adulthood, he doesn't have a Pasuk of Bissar to tell you that it's Deicha, the Isra of cutting off the Neged Saras. Because we only have one Pasuk on the eighth day, just on the eighth day, and then we have one when he becomes responsible for himself that he gets Karas. And the Gemara says, Amabaya, Asa mi binaya. We learn out from the Tzad HaShavah, from the common denominator of both of them, that you do Bris Mila on both of them, and their Deicha, the Isra of cutting off Tzaras. So to all include this middle child, so to speak, that's between 8 days old and adulthood, that he also will do the Mila and be Deicha the Tzaras, as the Gemara says. You wouldn't be able to learn out of this middle child between 8 days and adulthood from the adult, because Shekein Onesh Karas, maybe only the adult who, if he doesn't do it, he gets Karas, so he's more stringent. To him, you could do it even if there's a neg over there, but whereas I would not know it to regarding one that's under 13 that doesn't get Karas. And similarly, Mekadna Loyas, you wouldn't be able to learn from an 8 day old child, Shekein Mila Bezman, because that's Mila in its proper time, which is the actual real mitzvah as it's given, and that's one that's Deicha Shabbos. So maybe only there it would be able to be Deicha, even if there's a nega in the place of the foreskin. However, although I can't learn that from each one individually, but Hatzara Shavah Shebehen, the common denominator of both over adulthood and 8 days old, is Shekein Mailin Radechen Es Tzaras, that they get the circumcision and it pushes away the negative prohibition of cutting up the Tzaras. Of culture Mailin Radechen Es Tzaras, so to all that get circumcised, even including one that's under adulthood and over 8 days old, is Radechen Es Tzaras, it pushes away the negative prohibition of cutting up the Tzaras. That was Abaye's source for learning up where this middle child gets this heter of cutting off the nega from, if it's in the place of the foreskin. However, Rava argues, and Rava Amar, Rava says, Mila bezmano deichem. This, that a mila is done when it's in its proper time, when the child is 8 days old, that it's deicha, the isra of cutting off the tzras, You don't need a pasuk for such a child. And therefore, he says, this extra pasuk of Bisar is coming to teach you this middle child of Shalai Bismanim. And therefore, he doesn't have to learn it out from Etzara Shavash Ben. He says, because the extra Bisar is not talking about the 8-day-old child. It's talking about the one that's over 8 days, because the one that is 8 days, you don't need a pasuk. And that is because you would know that it's Deicha, the lava of cutting off the Tzras, from Mekavachayma. And that is, Umar Shabbos Dechamira Deicha, if Shabbos that's so stringent. And that still milas deicha Shabbos, tzaras lekol shekein, it wouldn't be obvious that it would be deicha the lav of tzaras. And that the Gemara asked, what omali Rav Safra le Rava? Rav Safra asked to Rava, and this is similar to the discussion we had before. Mimai de Shabbos chamira, how do you know the Shabbos is so chamer, and therefore to make this type of kavo chamer to say, wait, if it's deicha Shabbos, it's definitely deicha tzaras. Dilma tzaras chamir, maybe tzaras is more chamer, and therefore it would not have a kavo chamer, because shekein deicha savoida, as we mentioned before, tzaras is deicha savoida, vavoida deicha is a Shabbos, and therefore Shabbos is lower down than the totem pole, and therefore maybe it's not a kavo chamer, and they would need a pasuk to tell you besar, and therefore you would have to learn like a bayah. And that Rava answers, Hasam la mishum de chamir tzaras. This that we say that tzaras is deicha avoida, so to speak, and therefore you're trying to say that it's higher on the totem pole than Shabbos, it's not because it's more chamer. Elam shem the gavra hu delay chazi, it's rather that the person is not fit. And now the Gemara thinks the reason why the person is not fit is because he's tameh through the tzaras, and therefore that's why he's not going to be doing the avoida. And that, but ultimately, the Gemara is saying now is that he's not fit. So therefore, it's not because tzaras is mochamer. It's just that he can't do it anyway. So therefore, we're not going to go ahead and be over the law of cutting off the tzaras. But in that, the Gemara asks, wait a second. You know why he's not fit, and that he's tameh because he has the tzaras. Amai, v'yokitz baharta v'yavid. If you're telling me that tzaras is not higher on the totem pole, you're saying avoida is higher than Shabbos because you'll do malachis of Shabbos to do the karbonis in the base of Mikdash, the avoida on Shabbos. Yet tzaras is higher than avoida. And the Gemara says, no, it's not higher. It's just, what are you going to do? Anyways, you can't do the avoida because you're coming from tzaras, so we're not going to allow you to cut it off. What do you mean? Cut it off if it's not greater, and then you'll be able to do the avoida. Obviously, it's higher. And that the Gemara says, no, because mechusa tfilahu. Forget about the fact that it's tameh when it has the nega. It's not fit to do the avoida anyway, because even if you're going to cut it off and immerse in the mikvah, you still can't do the avoida that day because you have to wait till the following day till you bring your karbanos, and only then is your tahara complete. And that's why we don't allow you, even after the katzitza, to do the avoida. And although regarding tomorrow, we're not allowed that you won't be able to do the avoida tomorrow. That won't help you be deicha today because of tomorrow's situation. So therefore he answered, it's not difficult what you're asking on me. It's not that tzaras is more chamer than the avoida. It's just because he cannot do the avoida anyway, so therefore what's the point of cutting it off to make yourself at a future time tar? We're not going to let you cut it off because it's not going to help us do the avoida anyway. And that Rav Safra keeps on asking. Tenach negoyim tameim. You pushed me away, my question, relating to negoyim that make a person tameh. However, negoyim tahayim, but regarding negoyim, that a person is still tar, he's pure. For example, boyhak, which are white spots. Or when the toma, the nega surrounds the entire person's body, where the person is halachically tar then. However, in spite of the fact that a person is tar when he has those types of negoyim, however, still they're all included, as it's brought in Sifri, that it's still usher to cut off that nega. As the Sifri says, that I would only think that the isra of cutting off the nega is when it makes the person tameh. However, if he's still tahar, maybe that would be not a problem of cutting off a nega because it's not doing the purpose of making him tameh. That's what the pasuk tells you, kakol ashe yairu, that includes even when he's tahar. So therefore, Rav Safra keeps on asking, ma'iklamema, there what are you going to say? There, you should be able to cut off the nega and then do the avoida. Obviously, from the fact that you can't cut it off, because then you don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't need to wait for Harav Shemesh. There's nothing that you have to wait for because you're not tummy anyway. You don't have to do the immersion. You don't have to do all these things of Harav Shemesh. So therefore, there you should cut it off and do that avoida. From the fact that you don't, even by Nekat Tahirim, obviously you're saying, like I'm trying to state, that Tzaras is higher on the totem pole. Because if it's not, if it's like you're just trying to say, because the Kohen's not going to be fit to do that avoida anyway, it's not true. By Nekat Tahir, if he cuts it off, he will be fit to do that avoida. So Elam Rav Ashi, rather Rav Ashi says, to resolve the question that Rav Safra is asking on Rava, he says that this that we said, that Shabbos is Mohammed and Tzaras, even though, as you're asking Rav Safra, that Tzaras is being Deicha Avoida, and Avoida is, it pushes away Shabbos, is not because of the Chumrah of Tzaras. Rather, the reason is as follows. Heicham Rinan de Asya Sebedochi Lois to say, when do we say this general rule that an assay, a positive mitzvah, is doicha a negative prohibition, and that's kagoyin mila b'tzaras. That's, for example, when you have in the foreskin the tzaras, and at the same time that you're being mekayim the bris milah, that will be over on the lav. Inami, another case like that is tzitzis and klayim. That is when you're at the time that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, and although it's made out of wool and linen, at the same time of being fulfilling the mitzvah, you're being over on the klayim, as the Gemara says, in the misarka lav. At the time when you're uprooting the lav, the same moment, kamuk me'asei, you're fulfilling the positive mitzvah at the same time. And that is, as we said before, when you're cutting off the nega on the bris milah, you're doing the lav, but the same action is being kind of the mitzvah say of the bris milah. Same thing with tzitzis and klayim. When you put it on, you're being over the lav of klayim, but that's the same mitzvah of being kind of the mitzvah say of tzitzis. So there we're going to say asei dechalese. But hacha over here, where you're asking the question, wait a second, if tzaras is not greater than avoda, as you're trying to answer my question, Rav Sarva, Then Rav Safra is saying, then you should be able to go ahead and cut off the tzaras to then go ahead and do the avoda, because the avoda is greater. But you can't do that, because hacha be'inna demisakir lav, here at the moment when you're going to be over the lav, that is, at the moment when you're going to cut off the tzaras because of the avoda that you want to be doing, at the time when you're being over the lav of cutting it off, l'kamukim asay, you're yet not fulfilling the mitzvahs asay yet. You're not going to be doing the avoda until later, after you cut it off. Therefore, we're going to say that by default, we're not going to do the avoda, but it's not because of the chumrah of tzaras, it's just because over there, it doesn't fit into the category of asei dechalois asei. We can't go ahead and push away the lower tzaras, although it's lower, generally we will say that asei dechalois asei. We will say that there's something stronger than it, which is avoda and Shabbos, they are stronger, they're lower, tzaras is lower, and therefore we could make our kavachamim that we were saying all along. And that is what Rava was saying. So the challenge that you had, well, if it's lower down, so go ahead and cut it off and then do the avoda. Yeah, but when we're going to be doing the lav of cutting it off, that's not at the same moment fulfilling the mitzvah saseh. That's not at the same moment giving us the greater avoda. It's only going to facilitate then to allow us to do the avoda. Oh, that we can't do. You can't do a negative prohibition only for later being able to make a mitzvah say, only if it's at the same moment, like we're putting on a beged of tzitzis, that it itself is shatness, or at the same time that you're doing the bris milah, you're cutting it off, you're doing the lav and the etzah at the same time, then we'll allow the greater one to do supersede the lower one. But here, although we're correct, the tzaras is lower, it still won't allow us to be over it, to get avoida only at a later point in time. And then the Gemara comments, v'had the Rav v'safa, this machlokes that they had, and we continue on to Kaf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Tanoi is really a machlokes tanoim, that there are those tanoim that learn out Mila in its proper time from a Kal V'Chomer like Rava. And this that we had a pasuk was coming to teach you for one, the Beinoni, the one that's Shaloi Bizman, between eight days plus and an adulthood. But then there are those that don't learn it out from a Kal V'Chomer, and they need the pasuk for Mila Bizmana like Rav Safra. And how do they learn up Shalei Bismana from above 8 days and under adulthood? That they learn out from between the two of them, from a Tzad HaShava, like a Bailun. As the Gemara brings the Tanya, it's a Braisa that they argue on this same Achlikas Amiron. It says in the Pasig, Bissar. And that is the Pasig in Vayikur Yud Beis. It says, Vayimash Min on the 8th day, Yimul Bissar, Allah say, will circumcise the flesh of his foreskin. That tells you, Afa Pish, Yeshem Beharis, Yimul, Diribiyashim, Beisha says, even if there's a neg over there, the word Basar is teaching you that in all circumstances you're going to do the bris milah. Says you don't need to have a pasuk to teach you that you're going to do the bris milah even if there's a baharis, because it's a kavuch haimer. And that is Shabbos chamur deiche. If milah is deiche Shabbos, which is such a big mitzvah, tzaras like kolshkein, isn't it a kolshkein that is going to be deiche tzaras? And that's like Rava, who he says the kavuch haimer. So there, but this machlokes that we had, how we're going to learn up this middle child, so to speak, between 8 days old and 13, an adulthood, that we said we have a pasuk, one for the adult and one for the 8 day, but yemishmini, we're going to learn up the middle one. So the machlokes that we had of Amiram, if it's going to be learned from a tzad hashav, from the common denominator, or that the pasuk is coming to teach you because the one of the 8 day is learned up from a kavuchemer, is a machlokes tanoim.